Over the weekend, North Korea agreed to return to the negotiating table. Later this month, it will rejoin the six-nation talks on nuclear disarmament that fell apart last year. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the turnaround can be traced to a change in approach on the part of the United States.
On Saturday night, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill sat down to a three-hour steak and cheesecake dinner in Beijing with his North Korean counterpart, Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kye-kwon, and they may have made a little history. It was the first time recently that the United States agreed to a one-on-one meeting. The Pyongyang government agreed to return to the six-party talks that it abandoned 13 months ago. It made reservations about talking directly to the U.S. during the broader conferences. North Korea insisted on discussing disarmament for the whole region and not North Korea alone. But it was a start, and it reflected a decided change of tone by an American administration that is tied up in Iraq and Afghanistan and not looking for another conflict. A North Korean statement said the Bush administration had clarified its official stand to recognize North Korea as a sovereign state, not to invade it. The president has of late dropped his references to North Korea as an outpost of tyranny where people are sent to concentration camps. And last month, Mr. Bush referred to the leader for the first time as Mr. Kim. Assistant Secretary Christopher Hill said, "Everyone is equal. We will respect each other." A little respect is partly what this is all about. A little respect is perhaps a small price to pay for an effort to contain the North Korean nuclear threat. Intelligence analysts believe that North Korea has enough plutonium for about 9 nuclear bombs. There's always a danger that Kim Jong-il's willingness to resume talks with South Korea, China, Japan, and Russia may be only a stalling tactic while more nuclear bombs are made. But the Bush administration, its forces spread thin, unable to mount effective sanctions without the cooperation of North Korea's neighbors, has decided to try the conciliatory way. This is Daniel Shore.